to coast and floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement projects. Let us help solve your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Pick up the phone and help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if you've noticed that the borders around your lawn, your driveway, your walks, your patios, maybe you're looking a bit frazzled, well, there's a new brick product out in the market that can make that look super sharp in no time. The nice thing is that these are as easy to install as stacking blocks. We're going to have those details just ahead.
And also ahead, is there one area of your home that seems hard to cool and even harder to heat? Well, a split ductless air conditioner might be the solution. We'll explain that in just a bit.
And with the season change just ahead, do you know the one thing that can help you cut energy costs more than anything else? It's getting a home energy audit. We're going to have tips on a no-cost DIY version that's already helped over 9 million homeowners just ahead. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to those phones. Leslie, who's first?
Judy in Virginia, you've got a painting question. How can we help you with that project?
We are trying to put an epoxy on our basement floor, like we did on our garage floor. And we are having a very serious problem with this basement floor project because we went through all the process of putting down the pre-treatment that we get rid of any oils or solutions on the floor that bubbled out the way it was supposed to. Then we went in and we put down the epoxy as we were supposed to. And it came right back up. It turned to like a brown powder and then just came up. And so we got all that off, and then we went back in and put down a sealer and then came back with epoxy again. And it's doing the same exact thing. We had no problem with our garage floor, and it's a garage floor that was put down several years after the basement was done. And we were told that from some people who know the history...